mighty oculi qui videntque vos videtis. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Very dear faithful, today for the 12th Sunday after Pentecost, St. Paul speaks to us in the epistle of the promises that we have received from God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Glory was promised to us, and this glory is that of Jesus Christ, the head of the church. Let us look closely at what is this glory evoked by the apostle to the Gentiles. We must be careful to remember that he is speaking about our destiny. As we go through life, struggling to acquire virtues, to become holy, to conform ourselves to what our Lord expects of us, we can fall into the trap of confusing the means for the ends. Today's homily is about keeping a goal in mind as we make our way to heaven. We have a destiny to be with God in heaven. The trouble in this day and age is that we are often told that we can have our heaven here on earth. This is false. It is a consequence of false philosophies and of false materialistic ideologies like communism and socialism. Based on a reading of the great saints in the history of the church, our desires for good things and for enjoying them are not so strong that they pull us off the path to heaven, but on the contrary, these desires are too weak. All good things are given to us by God, and of course, they must be enjoyed in moderation. But we are so weak that not only do we forget that it is God who gives them to us, but that he also uses them to lead us to him. At one time or another, we recognize in ourselves a little spark, a little voice of this destiny in the form of a desire for the infinite, for glory. Many in our society will tell us that this transcendent and transtemporal desire has no value for us. This desire for God is nurtured in us and allowed to grow by our experiences of what is good. We all have received good things from our parents, who are sometimes harsh with us so that we would learn them. However, we finally learned to obey, and after obeying for a time, we started enjoying the good that we did. Eventually, doing the good was to become a constant activity when we became adults. This does not mean that we do this good perfectly, but it means that we strive to do it at all times. This is much the same with the acquisition of virtues in the spiritual life. Our goal is not the virtue itself, but the glory that God promises us for acquiring and practicing them. When we struggle to acquire virtues, be they purity or patience, humility or temperance, we must keep in mind that if we fix our eyes on God and heaven, it will not matter how many times we fall, but that every time we fall, because of this glory promised us, we will be able to rise again. Being weak creatures, we should not be surprised that we fall. But we should immediately get up, pick up our crosses, and walk again. As St. Francis de Sales teaches us, we should not be discouraged at the sight of our failures and imperfections. Our God is good to us. He encourages us to rise again. It would be disappointing to him who poured out all his blood for us if he did not use some of the graces from that precious blood to rise again. Moreover, if we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we will never need to worry again about slipping and falling. By the grace of God, virtuous activity will become a daily life, and it will be our greatest enjoyment. This will not be the case when we start out. Even in natural life, there are many stories of good doctors who started out being unable to stand the sight of blood, of lawyers who at first did not like law, of engineers who would not do their math homework. Oftentimes, they would have had their start by being bribed or made afraid of punishment by their parents, before eventually coming to the point where they enjoyed the activity that they had been learning all their life. We cannot hope to imagine here on earth what our life in this heavenly glory will be like. As mentioned in the episode, we may think that like Moses, after he met God on Mount Sinai, we ourselves will be illumined by a divine light. However, St. Thomas Aquinas tells us that glory in heaven will be a type of fame that we receive from God when he says to us, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your Lord." This is the delight of the child before his father. The world will tell us that this is sentimental rubbish. But the world does not believe in Jesus, who said, "Unless you change and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven." Our joy in heaven will be to be noticed by and to commune with God. This joy of our soul is so powerful that it will flow into our glorified bodies. Dear faithful, here on earth, everything that gives us a small pleasure is in a way a little spark of the great pleasures that God will give us in heaven. Heaven is the fulfillment of all desire. However, to get there, we have to carry a cross that corrects our depraved and rather limited appetites. If we look at it correctly, our crosses are a weight of glory for us in our life here below, so that we can enter heaven at the end of it. Just as we now think of our potential glory in the hereafter, our neighbors too have such a weight of glory. When we interact with each other, we must remember that we each have the same immortal destiny. By a sense of compunction for our own sins and in humility, we will have the charity necessary to help each other carry our crosses, just like the Good Samaritan in today's Gospel. Let us turn to Our Lady, seeking her help to follow the will of God in our lives and imitate his example in carrying our crosses to Calvary. She who knows what it is to be like us, but without sin, knows our struggles and will always help us to keep our eyes fixed on our final goal. Let us make it a point to turn to her often through our days, and when praying our daily rosary, knowing that the words of encouragement she speaks directly to our soul will allow us, by the eyes of faith, to see the glory reserved for us by God. O Mary, Mother of the Church, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.